Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm so tired of
it's the Reverend Al Green bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with a new friend. Chuck Baker is the president of the American Short Line and Railroad Association. We're celebrating the 40th, count them, 40th anniversary of the Staggers Act, which deregulated the railroad industry, saved the American railroad industry, and set up the stage for a whole bunch of railroad entrepreneurs to take advantage of that deregulation and to make our supply chain a lot more fluid, a lot more successful. Chuck, how was that evaluation? What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of the features, or maybe I should say one of the bugs of the regulatory regime in the 60s and the 70s before deregulation was that the big railroads, the class one railroads, as we call them in the industry, mm-hmm. were essentially prohibited from entering and exiting markets. So if they had unprofitable branch lines or low density lines where they didn't have many customers, they weren't allowed to get rid of those lines. Mm-hmm. So they essentially, occasionally they would just abandon them. They would do such a bad job of serving them that all the customers would go away, and then once all the customers were gone, then you could rip up the track and sell it for scrap. That was obviously a bad result.
And what we're talking about, folks, would be lines, would be sort of dead end lines that would serve, that would go down and serve a row of businesses in an industrial park or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And typically, only kind of a couple customers and maybe into a rural area or a small town, and it wasn't big enough business for the class ones to really love it. But what the Staggers Act did in 1980 was it allowed them to sell those lines. And so mm-hmm. typically what they did was, just like you said, Jim, they would sell them to essentially locally based entrepreneurs
who would buy the railroad. Or a town. They would sell them to a town. Sometimes the city would own them and operate them.
That's right. Yeah, that happened too. And so instead of that line being, you know, a branch line of the Union Pacific or Southern Railroad or BNSF or something like that, it would become a local railroad, and it could become the Standardsville Railroad,
the Peoria
or the Portland
Industrial
Western
Railroad.
Railroad.
Ten miles, the Peoria
right.
Industrial Railroad, or the Huntsville Railroad System, or something like that. And you know, and folks, one of the reasons I'm so animated about this is my father retired from the railroad. I've never told my audience this in 23 years, Chuck. My father retired from the railroad, and then he was happy in retirement. And a local city, an hour away, called him. They heard about him. They called him. They said, "Will you come and run our 13-mile spur?" And it was a local city railroad operation. They had their own engine. And then they wind up buying another engine, and my dad and my mother and my brother operated that line for years.
That's phenomenal, and those are exactly the kinds of companies and folks that are still that are members today of the association that I'm lucky enough to run, the Short Line Association. It's 600 different small railroads, and a bunch of them are still just like that, kind of family-owned businesses where the father owns the company and the mother runs the books and the office, and one of the kids maintains the tracks, and the cousin runs the train that runs on Tuesday and Friday and Saturday and maybe Sunday if the customer needs a switch, and they make it work.
My dad had a contract with them to operate. He didn't own anything, or his business was basically their expertise in the labor. But he would go up there on his off day and work on the rail on the engine. It was giving him something to do, and he loved it. But the point is, bringing this back to small business, that there was about a 13-mile line, and there were a dozen businesses that required access to that line that there's no telling how many jobs were associated, local jobs were associated with those businesses. They built because that line was there. They built those buildings, those businesses there because that line was there. And then whenever they brought they dropped cars off and they bring cars back that were loaded or unloaded, and then they would push them out to a spur next to their little headquarters shop there, and then Southern would come and back in there and get them and take them off and take them to the world. It was a beautiful thing.
Yep, and that's still essentially exactly how it works today. And you know, the U.S. Overall, between the short lines that I'm lucky enough to represent, and then the big railroads combined, it operates about 150,000 mile track network, I should say. Yeah. And you know, most folks, unbiased observers, myself, I'm quite biased, but unbiased observers would tell you the U.S. has the premier freight rail system in the world to this day, and it's a huge advantage for American businesses. Small businesses,
and it's one of the things that holds down the price of freight for small businesses, because freight is a huge expense for us.
That's exactly right. It's it provides, you know, compared to our competition on the roads, it's generally a less expensive way to move things.
Yep.
Which is obviously, you know, going to be sort of first priority for small businesses. Yeah. It has some other benefits too that we love to talk about from a policy point of view. You know, it's safer than trucking. It's generally more environmentally friendly. You know, it keeps trucks off the road, which limits the need to reinvest in public highways.
But it's not you know, either or. It's both and, because you've got your Comex. Is it, you know what they call them? Comex, the piggybacks. I remember when piggybacks came in, they put trailers on top of flatbeds and haul them across the country. It's a great industry, folks, and it's all because of the Staggers Act. When we come back, we're going to get some more history and some more relevance for today from Chuck Baker, the president of the American Short Line and Railroad Association.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.